It's On Air with Tim and Terry, minus Terry, and her timing has not been that great at times, actually often. She really wanted to meet you today. Nigel Barker's in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? And Terry just started her own reality show, so I know she had questions for you, but I'll ask them in lieu of Terry. But we have Miss Norma here as well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Welcome. K-Man InStyle Fashion Week kicked off last night, huh?
Oh, wow. That was a bang.
Was it?
It was a bang.
How are you feeling? You sound a little quieter than normal this morning.
Because guess kind of what? Why not? Or?
Well, I'm just saying.
That's like
been, I mean, you quiet? It must have been a wild night.
It was. It was really a wild night. Yeah.
She's lost her voice, I think, is what's happening here.
So that was our kickoff, and I must say, I'm so pleased.
Yeah?
And like, it was a bang.
How do you feel for the next couple of days then? Things are going to rock?
It's going to rock, but I'm at peace.
It's going to rock, but you're at peace. That's a good way to look at it.
Yes, I'm at peace.
Okay.
I'm at peace.
So why don't you introduce both of our guests officially? I kind of beat you there with the first one, but...
Welcome
to the studio, everyone. We got a return guest.
We have Alva. Alva Page.
Welcome, Alva. It's good to have you back, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to show you my moves that you taught me last year. I've been practicing.
Yeah, and then we're just going to up the stakes, right?
I didn't know that part.
I'm always changing.
Okay. All right.
And then we have our host, Nigel. And you know, everybody.
Right.
Everybody. Oh, my God.
Wait a second. Waiting. She just got her voice back again.
Yeah. You can hear that.
Everybody. You don't want to... My phone is...
Wait, tell me again. How many people? Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody. My phone is blowing up. You know?
Okay, well, what are they saying? Do they want to ask him questions or what?
They want to ask him questions.
Like what?
They goes like, oh my God, are we doing a public photo shoot?
Well, are you?
Oh, can I meet him?
Can they?
Yes, they can, but guess...
Oh, only if they get tickets and come to the event. Yeah, come on now.
Yeah. The man knows what I set you up to. The man knows what he's doing.
Only if they get tickets to come to the event.
Okay.
But I must say again, thank you. And welcome to the Cayman Islands.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. I love the Cayman Islands. But do people actually even fully understand yet what we're even talking about, guys out there? Because I don't think it's been very cryptic. Norma is like, so Norma has brought me over, everybody, from New York City, all the way over to Cayman, and it is Cayman Fashion Week,
yes,
guys. That's why I'm here.
Who else?
With the famed Alva Page.
Who else? Tell me about who else.
She's bringing in the heavy. The big guns are here.
We started off that way, but K-Man InStyle Fashion Week is huge. Everyone knew why you were coming anyway. Okay, ahead of your arrival, so we didn't really have to set it up so much. But Nigel, welcome to the island.
Thank you very much.
How many times have you been here?
Goodness me. No. I mean, probably a dozen at least.
Okay.
Yeah. I've actually done Cayman Island Fashion Week in the past as well. But I've also come here with my family. My kids love it. They love the blue iguanas. They love the stingrays. You name it. I've been coming here since they were very little.
What's your favorite part of the island?
Did that put you
on the spot?
No, not really. I mean, it depends because it has a lot to do with the kids. I love the botanical gardens and I like to sort of get and look at nature. And so my kids are all animal lovers. So we've done everything from actually get the little baby turtles and put them into the water. And actually there's turtles named after my kids and all the rest of it. There's a guy called Mr. Loris, who runs the botanical gardens, who's already contacted me saying, are you going to come and see the blue iguanas? My son actually got an iguana in the US that's now 4 feet long. I mean, I had to have a custom cage built because of his love of iguanas here. So thank you very much, Cayman. You've cost me thousands in cages. Because now I have to bring a bit of Cayman back to the U.S.
Well, thank you for your love and concern for the animals, too. It's great. Yeah. Do they like to walk dogs? Because the Humane Society always needs dog walkers. If you want to occupy them today at some point.
My name is Barker.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, that's right. So what are you up to recently? What are you doing currently?
Same. I mean, I've been a photographer for 30 plus years now.
And
a filmmaker and what have you. And I continue to do the same work. I love it. I do it. That's one of the reasons why Top Model was such a success as a show in the first place, is that Tyra was very smart on not actually just bringing on, say, if you like, a celebrity to be a judge or a host of the show. She really brought on industry experts. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a photographer, had worked with her. You know, if you look at Tyra, was a very obviously a celebrated model. You had Miss J, who was had been a runway coach his entire career. Jay Manuel, who had been a makeup artist his entire career. We were all career vets. Yeah. And so that was a part of it, not just say, oh, you're well known, you're famous, let's bring you on. So right, that gave the show authenticity. And I've always done it since then. And I mean, obviously, I go on to do other things. I get the luxury of coming to places like Cayman and hosting Cayman International Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. But you know, those are the fun perks.
Right.
But, you know, recently I was in West Africa. I was doing a big photo shoot for International Women's Day and International History Month, Women's History Month, which was amazing. I was in Sierra Leone. Highlighting extraordinary women who are doing amazing things around the world. So I get to do really fun projects like that. Contrast that with, say, a high fashion shoot.
Right.
You know, and I'm about to do a big release with Hilary Swank on her new collection coming out as well of sustainable clothing. So I kind of work in, you know, whether it's with big celebrities or, you know, real people or, you know, and so that I think that's the luxury of what I get to do is to really meet people.
Would you like to get locked down and do a show like America's Next Top Model again? Would you be open to that? Or?
You know, I still produce a lot of things, a lot of shows. So I got to do another show called The Face with Naomi Campbell for several years on NBC. Right. I created my own show called The Shot on VH1. Yeah. And I have a show currently called Top Photographer, which is on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And so I'm still actively working. And I had a podcast myself called The Shaken and Stirred Show, which was a sort of cocktail-based podcast interviewing celebrities about their favorite drinks, which actually we're now turning into its own TV show as well.
Now that's a niche. I'm looking for niches like that. Celebrities about their favorite drinks. It's like, wow, that's impressive. So I had actually seen an interview from a few years ago recently when I was preparing for this, but it brought up a question because you had just mentioned it and I've heard it several places. Can you compare working with Naomi Campbell to Tyra Banks?
Very different, different style. Right. I mean, you know, in large part, I worked with Tyra for 18 seasons of a show, right?
So, sure.
And Tyra, it was Tyra's baby. She was executive producer. She created the show. She wrote the show. She was incredibly hands-on. And so she would be at every production meeting. Every decision that got made was made through her, with her. And it was really her show. And people don't often think that. A lot of times when you work with this sort of a bigger celebrity or a celebrity who's on a show, and even if they're a given executive producer title, they're not really necessarily executive producing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's by name only. But she was. She was writing scripts. She was, you know, suggesting all the creative for the photo shoots, all kinds of stuff like that on all levels. And it was all consuming for her. And with Naomi, she was more talent on the show, The Face, you know, although she had an executive producer title. So she was able to relax more and be more sort of perhaps hanging out with the cast, you know, myself.
Okay.
Than say Tyra. So Tyra was often, you know, doing the executive producing meetings and, you know, much sort of pencil behind the ear.
Annoying management stuff. Yeah. I like doing the show. I don't want to be in management.
Right. No,
it's more
exactly.
fun just doing it.
Messing around on the sidelines.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, it was very, very different kind of feel and vibe, and also a different network and everything else.
Right. Yeah. Just one more question for you real quick, and I want to get on to Alba as well. But if you could remember one crazy story or moment from America's Next Top Model, what's one of the first things that comes to mind? I mean, behind the scenes, in front of the camera? I mean, I know there's many, but...
It's a loaded question. I mean, it's 18 seasons of a TV show.
Anything. I mean, it could be anything.
Oh, no, there are lots. I mean, lots. I'll give you one very quick one, which is kind of funny. But, you know, there was a particular photo shoot that I did in Spain, in Barcelona, and we were photographing the models with bulls charging at the models. But to get the shot in advance, I had to be out there in the ring, and they were releasing the bulls just at me. Right? So I'm standing there with my camera and my assistants. There's three matadors in the ring with me, and I was trying to get a photograph of the bull basically charging the camera down, but I couldn't get they kept telling me to leave, and the matadors would say, okay, now run, and we'd all run behind this protective barrier, and the bull, all 2,000 pounds of it, would go bam, up against this wall, dust would come down. And don't forget, we're in a stadium which is over 1,000 years old, the amazing Colosseum in Barcelona. Anyway, eventually I thought, they said, okay, the bull's getting tired. You have one more go at photographing it. And they wanted to tire it out because they were going to put the girls in the ring with this bull. And once it's tired, it kind of doesn't care. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, it's kind of tired. I want to get the shot. I don't think I've quite got the shot because they're being safe with me and they're pulling me out early. So I stayed there with my camera and they sort of said, okay, Nigel, now get up and leave as they released the bull. And I didn't. I just carried on taking pictures. They were like, get up, get up. And my photo assistant just grabbed my camera and ran. And suddenly the camera was gone and I looked and the bull was right there. And I got up, I twisted, and it actually went right past my side. I was wearing a shirt similar to this. It was brown. It actually scratched my back, ripped my shirt. Uh-huh. And had it been like a couple of millimeters to the right, I wouldn't have kidneys right now.
Okay, now up until the point where the assistant grabbed the camera out of your hands, how present were you?
He didn't help me up, by the way. He just grabbed the camera.
I know, but were you still in the shot or how present were you?
I'm always in the shot. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just checking.
Just to finish and wrap this story up, I looked up and everyone jumped in the ring. The matadors were going crazy. They grabbed the bull. They're all freaking out. And then they look at me as if to say, what's happening? What's going on? And ultimately, I looked at the matadors. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I disobeyed you. But they looked at me and they got in the ring and they went, you, Barker, have the heart of a bull. And I became one of them.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, that's a great story to end
now
on.
Now I know the Thank heart you, Nigel. Of a bull.
The Alva. Heart of a bull.
Yes.
Hey, do you have any bull matador stories you can tell us?
No, I don't.
He can walk like a matador. I've seen him.
I know. That was my segue.
You recorded me. I'll never forget that night. I was with your daughter. Yeah, that was amazing.
He's thinking like, that was my segue, actually. He's thinking like a radio.
Yeah,
so what's been up? What's new with you? How you doing?
You know what? I've been telling
you.
I've been telling everybody besides, coaching, I'm in the dog show world now. I've been really enjoying it. I've been enjoying the dogs, the structure, the anatomy, and all of that stuff.
Wait a second, and dog show world?
Dog show world, like Westminster. I'm a handler. I have my own caisson. I have a caisson puppy. His name is Sterling. And it's been going great. So that's what I've been doing besides the coaching and traveling.
Wow. Either walking models or dogs.
Yeah. It has to be something with walk. It has to
be.
That's
something
that
transformation.
Else
to bond on. I didn't know that.
Cool. I know a lot of people are excited.
If I had known that, because we have an office dog from the Humane Society, which is one block up the street, I would have brought him up, but I'm like, those guys might not.
I am a pet lover. So. Yes, I love dogs.
He was here the last time.
Yeah, I should have brought him in. So what you've been here for about a week, or how long you been here now?
Yeah, just about a week. Yeah, Sunday will make a week. Yeah.
Right.
So just been practicing with the models, the local models here, and it's just been fun. Mm-hmm. And I did my last interview, and I said one of the most important things that I really do love about doing that is the fact that the models trust me.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, how could they not?
Yeah.
So that's what you're here for the InStyle Fashion Week.
The problem is when he says to them, stop. And sit and jump.
We're talking about the dogs. We're talking about the dogs now, right?
I know how to separate the two. That's the thing.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yes. I'm very good at separating. Yeah, I know how to separate.
Can you give us some idea of what we can expect in the show, or what can we look forward to?
You know what? To be honest with you, it's a little tease, but I think it's a lot that you're looking for the show. But I would say, from my perspective, I really love the transformation of the models, mm-hmm. because a lot of people don't get to see the first part, the first stages of it. They don't get to see that they could not walk, or they were shy, or they were nervous. So when I get to see them transform on that stage, that to me is like, that's a proud moment. It's mm-hmm. like a proud father, a mother, all of that above. So that's a proud moment.
That being said, I mean, there's some good talent out there already.
Right.
Who doesn't need that much coaching? Some of them do, right? But I think there's a lot of great I mean, one of the things I like about coming to Cayman is the fact that you've got talent.
People don't want to leave here.
Right.
It's not like we got the brain drain.
You've got a beautiful island, and you've got great people and a great personality, and there's a sort of relaxedness about them. I mean, people say that island time, but there's an element of mm-hmm. that where if you can keep that in your nature and you look at a camera with calm in your eyes, then the camera loves that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I think the people who come to see the show and get to watch what's going on get a true sense of the color that you bring to the runway. And I'm talking about the fashion too, and the style and what have you. There's some great designers who are showcasing their clothes. And I think these sorts of events are about showcasing what people don't know and what they haven't seen and what the world hasn't seen. And this is a great way of getting Cayman fashion and style out to a much bigger audience.
And their personality gets to show in that as well. So that's always beautiful.
The way you're describing the modeling here is how I feel about the music. It's the same thing. We have so much talent on island.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot that hasn't been discovered.
I know
yet,
Nigel
too.
Asked last night, he was like, if you see any models, like, oh my God, it's a lot. It's a lot of talent. Yeah, it's beautiful faces. Yeah.
Nigel and Alva, thank you very much too.
It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. Appreciate it.